Akasifunde incwadi yesibili yompostoli uPaulu kwabaseThesalonika isahluko sesibili kusukela evesini lesithathu.
Now let's read from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 from verse 3.
Makungabikho muntu onikhohlisayo nangayiphi indlela ngokuba aloyi kufika kungaveli uqala ukuhlubuka kwambulwe umuntu ongenamthetho indodana yokulahla.
Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition.
Omelana nakho konke nozikhukhumeza phezu kwakho konke okuthiwa uNkulunkulu noma yinto ekhonzwayo aze azihlalise ethempelini likaNkulunkulu ezishaya uNkulunkulu.
Who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God.
Ani kumbuli yini ukuthi ngisekhona kini nganitshela lokho na?
Remember ye not that when I was yet with you I told you these things?
Senikwazi okumbambezelayo ukuze ambulwe ngesikhathi sakhe.
And now ye know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time.
Ayiqine lapho.
We will read thus far.
Kuhle ukuthi lo nalo nebhayibhele aliphathi ibhayibhele. Abe nepeni futhi uma sifunda ayifundele ayibekele uPaul azenzele umaka la sifunda khona noma sesiphuma enkonzweni usuzokwazi ukuyifundela uzibonele.
Have your Bibles with you for the meetings and have a pen just to mark so that you know where we are in the Bible that you can read also after the meetings.
Aga sibukezeke le ndaba yomphiko uKristu. Qonda ukuthi kuyinto enjani.
Now let's study this matter of the Antichrist and see what it's really about.
Niyezwa okhumshayo ekhipha ngesingisi uthi Antichrist.
In English we say the Antichrist.
NgesiZulu kuthi umphiko uKristu.
In Zulu it means more the one who denies Christ, who rejects him.
Empeleni ngesiGiliki kuthwa anti-Christos. Anti-Christos. Fano kuti anti u anti. Koto ay u anti. U anti-Christos.
Now in Greek it says anti-Christos.
Lelo gama empeleni alisho ukuthi omelene olwayo naye. Gokokuqala kusho ukuthi osesikhundleni salo muntu.
In actual fact, that word does not mean in the first place the one who rejects Christ or who rejects, but the one who takes the place of.
NgesiGiriki kuchaza ukuthi umuntu ozithathelayo amandla nesikhundla namalungelo.
In Greek it insinuates the one who usurps, who forcefully takes the place of Christ.
Galoko ke siyavumelana ukuthi wisitha sika Christ.
By that we agree together that he is therefore the enemy of Christ.
Ngoba uma kufika umuntu ethi ungekho wena asuka thatha isikhundla sakho noma ukhona mhlawumbe bese asuke akususe athatha isikhundla sakho asithathele isikhundla namandla namalungelo aqondene nawe.
For if somebody comes and when you are in your position and he just kicks you out, he overthrows you and usurps your position.
Kusho ukuthi kuleli zwi esilfundile ukuthi uyazikhukhumeza azishaye uNkulunkulu azenze uNkulunkulu aze akhlalise ethempelini elishaye uNkulunkulu.
Here in our text we read that he exalts himself, he puffs himself up, and he puts himself right in the temple and says that he is God.
Umphiko Christ, umuntu ozishaya uNkulunkulu, eyesiye uNkulunkulu umuntu, kodwa thatha isikhundla sikaNkulunkulu.
The Antichrist, therefore, is just man who pretends to be God and who puts himself in the position of God and says that he is God. In order that man should worship him and not God himself anymore.
Izwi lenkosi lisho kuningi maqondana kakhulu encwadini kaJohane nalo muntu ongumphiki uKristu.
The word of the Lord says so much about this Antichrist, especially in the book of John.
Umuntu ufuna ukuthi abantu bangamkhonza uNkulunkulu, bangakhothamela uNkulunkulu, kodwa bekhothamela yena.
He is the one who doesn't want people to worship and bow before God. He himself wants to be bowed to.
Futhi azazibeke ethempelini ngoba ufuna ukuthi nabantu abasontayo bakhothamele yena balalele umthetho wakhe.
He puts himself in the temple that everybody should bow to him and heed his law.
Kanti lo muntu ongumphiki uKristu isigebengu somuntu uSathane ogcina.
And yet he is a scoundrel of a man. He is the worst form of Satan.
Kutsho ukuthi abangamfuni uJesu isigcino bazomthola uSathane wabo ongumphiki uKristu.
Those who do not want Christ will get the one they want, and that is Satan himself, the Antichrist.
Ngoba umphiki uKristu lo ukuzabe khona asebenze uvothelwa yinina eningamfuni uJesu. Umuntu ongamfuni uJesu kusho ukuthi ufuna uSathane, ufuna umphiki uKristu.
That the Antichrist will be popular at all and get power is because of you who reject Christ. You vote him into power, you put him there.
Kaningi eBhayibhelini kuthiwa yena isidumbu sakhe asikabonakali, kodwa umoya wakhe usuyasebenza kubantwana bokungalaleli, abangalaleli izwi likaNkulunkulu. Bayomtholake abangamfuni uNkulunkulu, bayomthola uNkulunkulu wabo ozoshaya enguNkulunkulu, kodwa ngiyanitshela uyonigibela ahlale entanyeni yenu ngendlela ebhlungu.
Very often you find that it's mentioned that he is not yet revealed. He is not yet revealed in bodily form, even though his spirit is now already at work in the sons of disobedience. So you sons of disobedience, you reject Christ, you'll get the one that you want, and he'll sit on your neck and make you do what he wants.
Kukhona azokubeka kubantu ngoba uma sekubusa yena uzothatha uphawu lwakhe alibeke kumuntu.
And because he will ride mankind, he will put his own mark upon them.
Uyabona khona amanye amakhosi omhlabe omhlaba anophawu lwabo anesithombe sazo bese usibeke endlini. Nomphiki uKristu uzoba nesithombe sakhe, kodwa isithombe sakhe kuyoba yinombolo. Leli nombolo ke uzolibeka kumuntu, uzolibeka kuwe ebunzini noma esandleni sakho sokuhla.
Now the Antichrist will be like other kings who have their seals, their marks. Now the Antichrist will have his special seal that you will put upon mankind. But his is not a thing like the normal kings, his is a number.
Abanye bathi awangalibeka kanjani ebunzini noma esandleni ngoba noma libhalwe lapha ngizosuke ngithi ngamathe ngikususe phele. Cha, uzolifaka kuwe lingasuki.
And the Bible says he'll put his mark upon the forehead, the forehead or the hand. Some people say, well, that's all right, I'll just rub it off. Just wipe it off. No, he'll put an indelible mark on you.
Futhi namhla sekuyinto elula kakhulu ngoba sekukhona lento ukuthiwa ama laser beam bakuthathe lokho bakubhekise kuwe base bebhala into kuwe kodwa kubonakala esikhundleni kodwa uma ikhanda lakho noma isandla sakho sesibhekana nensimbi sokuyafundeka.
Now we live in an age when it's very easy to put that number indelibly upon you with a laser beam, and they are able to do that already, that they put it upon you on your forehead or upon your hand and it can be read automatically by a machine.
Besekelele nombolo libhalekile kuwe bunzini lakho ngeke lisuke uma ufuna ukususa kufanele ukuthi uyinqume ikhanda ulahle ikhanda lakho.
And once it's on you, like on your forehead, you'll have to cut your head off if you want to get rid of the number. It's on you.
Now,
in this first service, we're going to study different portions of Scripture, the first of which will be in Revelations. Chapter 13 from verse 15. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed.
Senza futhi kuba bonke abancane nabakhulu nabacebileyo nabampofu nabakhulekileyo nabayizigqila bazibeke uphawu esandleni sabo sokunene noma ebunzini labo.
And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads.
Ukuba angabikho ongathenga nokuba athengise uma engenalo uphawu igama lesilo noma isibalo segama laso.
That no man should buy or and he causeth all, both small and great, I've read that, and that no man should buy or sell save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name.
Nako ukuhlakanipha onengqondo makabale isibalo sesilo ngokuba siyisibalo somuntu nesibalo sakhe singamakhulu ayisithupha namashumi ayisithupha nesithupha.
Here is wisdom, let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666.
Yezwa ke lapha sithola ke uphawu azolibeka kumuntu.
Here we find that he'll put his mark, his seal upon man.
Kuthiwa ongamukeli loluphawu ngeke akwazi ukuthenga, ngeke akwazi nokuthengisa.
And the one that does not receive this mark will not be able to buy or sell.
Kuzothiwa ilo nalo akeze enkantolo amukele loluphawu.
It will be said everybody must come to some form of office to receive the mark.
IBhayibheli lithi omukela lolu phawu lwesilo ngeke athethelelwe kuleli nakwelizayo.
The Bible also says that he receives the mark will never be forgiven in this world or in the next.
Kodwa isilo uma sesifikile siyashaya umthetho kubakhulu kuze kuba nabancane abacebile nabampofu. Ngiyabona kweke kuphele noma abantu basho bathi silwela ukuthi kufane silingane sonke ngeke. IBhayibheli lithi kuze kufike umphiki uKristu kuzoba khona igqila labakhulekile. Kube khona abampofu nabacebile. Uyabona uma ulwa nalokho ulwa nelanga.
The Bible says that when the Antichrist comes, there will still be, there will be rich and poor, there will be free and slave. And if you try and fight against that fact, it's like trying to fight against the sun.
Uma ifika kumphiko Christ uzothi ngikhothamele kodwa uma ngingamkhothameli uzokubulala.
He'll come and insist on being worshipped, and if you don't, he'll kill you.
Ayinyolunga nina enenkani nina ningafuna ukulalela ivangeli lenkosi yethu Jesu. Kukhona ozofika nenkani ngaphezu kwenu.
And you who are stubborn, you refuse to bow to Jesus Christ. There is one who's coming that is more stubborn than you are.
Eneka umthetho wevangeli noma wabazali noma umthetho nje wokukhona emhlabeni kukhona ozoqhamuka.
You are so stubborn and so independent, you just reject the law of the gospel, the law of your parents, and any earthly law. There is one who's coming who will have his own law.
Ngoba ake nibheke uJesu. Ungalizwa izwi lakhe uma uthanda uyinikele, uma ungathandi ungayinikeli. Kodwa ilanga lakhe usazolidedela likhanye phezu kwakho. Imvula ayinisele phezu kwakho. Kube mhlawumbe eduze noma kude kwilapha ekhulumayo kodwa umphiko uChrist uzosebenza khona lapha ethi ngikhothamele uma ngikhothamele akubulale khona lapha.
Just look how different Jesus is. He speaks his word, even if you reject it, he still allows the sun to shine upon you and the rain to fall. But this Antichrist, if you reject him, he will have you killed immediately.
Futhi uma ungamukeli ukumukela ungavumi ukumukela isandla sase uPaul lakhe lufa kwesandleni sakho sokudla noma la ibunzini ngeke uthenge ngeke udayise.
And if you don't receive his mark on your right hand or on your forehead, you won't be able to buy or sell.
Cabangani ukuthi kuyoba njani emhlabeni lapho ungasakwazi nokuthenga ukudla, lapho ungasakwazi ukudayisa into, ubulawe indlala, ukudla khona ke nemali khona, kodwa uvuma ukumukela uPaul wakhe, awuvumi ukugobela yena ukuthi usizi lwakho liyobangakanani.
Just think how terrible, what misery it will be if you've got money, you've got the means to pay, but because you refuse to receive the mark, you cannot buy your provisions and groceries.
Kutsho ukuthi wena ohluleka ukukholwa manje uyokholwa kanjani uma sekufike leso sikhathi?
If you don't believe now, how will you believe then in that terribly difficult time?
Manje ngithi lo mphiko uChrist uza ngoba eqentelwa wena indlela yakhe.
Now, like I've said, this Antichrist comes because you have prepared the way for him.
Babaningi ababusi bomhlaba baqhamuka ngoba bekhethwa ngabantu, befunwa ngabantu.
Many leaders in this world come because men have chosen them.
Nalo muntu ongumphiko uChristu uza ngawe. Uwena omnika amandla, uwena omnika amalungelo, uwena omlungisela indlela.
And this Antichrist will also arise because you elect him, you choose him, you give him power and authority.
IBhayibhele lithi maqondana noJesu mlungiseleni indlela yakhe.
Regarding the Lord Jesus, the Bible says, prepare ye the way of the Lord.
Ukuba inkosi ikwazi ukuza kanti nomphiko uChristu nomoya wakhe, wena omnika amandla, wena omnika amalungelo, wena omlungisela indlela ukuba akubuse akwenza kuthandayo kuwe.
That the King of Glory may come in. Now with the Antichrist as well, people prepare his way, they allow him to come.
Manje ngingakaqhubeki.
Now before I continue,
ngithanda ukusho ukuthi ngesikhathi kubhalwa iBhayibheli lencwadi abantu emhlabeni bebenolwazi olukhulu lomphiko uChrist.
Now, at the time that they wrote this Bible, people on earth had a great and a broad knowledge of the Antichrist. Many spoke about it, even children discussed it. It was a discussed topic regarding the Antichrist. It was something that was just accepted, and everybody spoke about it, that the Antichrist is coming. For if one reads
1 John 4:3,
and every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God, and this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world. So the one that does not believe in Jesus and confess Jesus, he is of the spirit of the Antichrist. And then it goes on to say, whereof ye have heard that he should come. In other words, it was a discussed thing. They knew it was expected that he was coming. And it says, and even now already is it in the world. But not he himself in bodily form, but his spirit. Because the one that refuses to be ruled by Christ is already ruled by the spirit of Antichrist.
You realize
that young and old, if you're not prepared to be ruled by the spirit of Christ, you are ruled by the Antichrist spirit. It cannot be that you reject Christ and nothing comes to fill that gap. Automatically, something else comes and rules you and masters you, and that is that spirit of Antichrist.
Jesus wants to
be king. He is king, but if you refuse to be ruled by him, like Judas Iscariot, he was ruled not by Jesus but by money. That money was the spirit of Antichrist to him. And if one reads the Bible, there is a shocking statement that Jesus said of Judas Iscariot, that he was the son of perdition. And the Antichrist has exactly the same name. He is also called the son of perdition.
So
if you sell the Lord Jesus for the world, maybe you young man for the world, or you young lady, you choose the world, you too are a son of perdition.
wena mtwana wena ngane uma ulahla uJesu nawe usuzoba indodana noma indodakazi yokulahlwa.
So you young child, you young girl, you too, if you reject Christ, you're automatically a son of condemnation, of perdition.
Ngoba lo moya walo muntu wakulahlwa usekuwe.
And that spirit of the one of perdition is already in you.
Ngoba wena uyasihlanganisa nomoya womphiko uKristu. Uyasebenza lo moya kuwe. Awufuni ukubuswa uJesu, ufuna ukubuswa lo okunye okuzothatha isikhundla sikaKristu empilweni yakho.
For you are not ruled by the spirit of Christ. You don't want his spirit, and now another spirit has come and taken his place in your life.
Ngiyajabula uma nikuzwa lokho.
I'll be glad if you understand what I'm saying.
Kanti futhi bebe nolwazi olukhulu, bebezwile ngaye, beqonda kahle indaba yakhe. Kanti la esahlukweni sesibili kwabaseThessalonic verse 2 kuthiwa senikwazi okumbambezelayo, senikwazi bebe nolwazi ngayo lendoda yokulahlwa.
The people in that time, the Christians, knew a lot about the Antichrist. They already had a knowledge about him in 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 6, it says, and now you know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time. In other words, they already knew what was holding him back.
Ungalala ubuthongo manje uthi hayi ke angizwa le ntshumayelo uma khulunywa ngomphiko uKristu kukhulu yebo ungabheda ngale ndaba kade bebheda abantu ngomphiko uKristu lapho kufika uHitler eGerman bathi nangokumphiko uKristu qhamuka uMussolini eItaliyane bathi nangomphiko uKristu kade kubhedwa emhlabeni kufika uStalin eRussia bathi nangomphiko uKristu kufika uPapa bathi nangomphiko uKristu kufika uHenry Kissinger bathi nangu umphiko uKristu kade kubhedwa emhlabeni kodwa ngiyimisela ukuhlanganisa nombhedo kodwa ngifuna ukuntshela iqiniso.
Now I want you to pay attention. This isn't a time for sleepiness. Listen carefully. This is very important. I know that there have been a lot of errors and things that have been spoken about the Antichrist that has missed the mark completely. When Hitler came on the scene, they said it's the Antichrist. Mussolini as well. And Stalin, they said the Antichrist. With Henry Kissinger, they said he's the Antichrist. Now, I don't want to identify with those type of predictions.
Manje laba bantu baze bafika badlula yebo abanye babo bebe nawo umoya womphiko uKristu ngoba bazithathela amandla angesiwa amandla abo abathatha amandla kaNkuluNkulu.
Now it is that some of them may have had the spirit of Antichrist. They may have taken a power which wasn't God's power.
Bezilwela amalungelo abo angamalungelo kaNkuluNkulu bazithathela.
And they
leso sikhundla bazenza uNkuluNkulu.
They claimed rights which were actually God's rights. In other words, put themselves in God's position.
Kusho ukuthi kufezeka lokho ke ukushiwa iBhayibheli umoya womphiko uKristu usekhona emhlabeni usuyasebenza kubantwana bokungalaleli.
Fulfilling this prophecy that this which is said that the spirit of Christ is already at work in the sons of disobedience.
La ke vesini lesithupha kuthiwa senikwazi bebe nolwazi ngalo mphiko uKristu.
Verse 6 it says you already know about what holds the Antichrist back. They had a knowledge.
Manje nalo igama engithanda ukuthinta ngalo kancane.
Now here is the word I'd like to touch upon for a moment.
Senikwazi okumbambezelayo.
You know what holds him back.
Lo mphiko uKristu ngabe esefikile kodwa kusekhona okumvimbezelayo okumvimbayo okumthiyayo ukuba angakwazi ukusebenza ngokuthanda kwakhe.
The Antichrist would already be here. He would already be in this world and be working, but there is something that's holding him back still, preventing him.
Niyazi ukuthi ulo muntu kaSathane ukuthi ubanjwa yini, ulitshaziswa yini na?
Do you know what this man of Satan is held back by?
Yes, ukuthi uvinjwa yini? Uvinjwa abantu bakaNkuluNkulu abanomoya kaNkuluNkulu begcina imiyalo kaNkuluNkulu.
He's held back by the people of God who have his spirit, who keep his commands.
Ngoba yena umuntu ongenamthetho manje abantu abagcina umthetho bayamvimba.
For he is the lawless one, and those that are Christians, those that keep God's law, they prevent him, hold him back.
Yena utwa umuntu wesono. Umuntu wesono kusho ukuthi wena uma wenza isono nje ubhukuthe ezonweni hawu uyamcentela indlela into yakhe uthi waza waza.
He is the man of sin, the Bible says. So you who prepare the way with sin, you are actually saying, come, come quickly.
Kodwa wena olwa nesono omelana nesono uyamthiya ahluleke ukusebenza njengokuthanda kwakhe.
But the one who resists sin is preventing him from working as he wants.
Futhi ke kusho ukuthi umoya oyingcwele okhona emhlabeni uyamvimba uSathane ukuba uSathane angakwazi ukusebenza njengokuthanda kwakhe.
And the Holy Spirit that is still in the world holds him back, and that he cannot, the Antichrist cannot be released yet to do as he wants.
Kodwa kuthi abantu mabehlubuka ukholwa babe ngabantu abangenomthetho bezenzela izinto uSathane uzoza nje angene kalula abuse.
But the Bible says there will be a falling away from the faith, there will be an utter lawlessness, and then the Antichrist will have free sway.
Inina eningamfuna uJesu eni ngamaqhawakhe enimngenisayo nimlungisele indawo la emhlabeni.
It's you who don't want Christ, you who reject him, that is, that you are the ones that are calling the Antichrist, you are preparing his way.
Ngani na?
And how?
Ngesono. Kanjani? Ngesono.
How? Through sin.
Ake ngithathe nje le ndaba yokuthi ngeke uthenge ngemali. Uzothenga ngenombolo elisesandleni sakho noma la ebunzini lakho.
Now let me just take the matter regarding buying, that it says you shall not be able to buy unless you have his mark upon your wrist or upon your forehead.
Angazi ukuthi niyazi yini ukuthi lento iseseduze kangakanani.
I wonder whether you realize how close at hand this is already.
Ziningi izinto ezikhona emhlabeni kodwa abantu basuke abanalo ulwazi abaqonda ukuthi leyo.
There are many things already in existence in the world, but people lack knowledge and they don't understand the implications thereof.
Nibuke la kubhalwe khona iprice nibuke nasesithombeni kukhona imiqa nje online abadlwejiwe abanye online bakhulu abanye bancane kube khona isikhala kube khona la kungekho isikhala angithi sena kuphawula lokho kodwa keke ningitshele mhlamba ukuthi lokho chazana nasi kodwa ngithenga insipho kukhona nithenge impahla kukhona zonke lezo zinto seziyasebenza emfihlakalweni centela yena indlela ukuba fika ahlale kahle esikhundleni.
For instance, even in our shops, many articles which one buys, even soaps, they've, you notice that it's got those a special mark on nearly every product, different lines, some thin, some thicker with gaps in between. That is a mark that is already upon these things, and it's something that is already in existence in the world, preparing the way for that final thing.
Ukuze kube njalo uSathane usizwa obani usizwa ikuphi ukuba kuye kufinyelele kulokho.
Now let's see what it is that assists Satan to reach his goal.
Ukuze kuthengwe ngaphandle kwemali kuthengwe ngenombolo lakhe.
For him to finally be able to get it right that people will buy without money.
Futhi uma ungenalo iphupha lakhe ngeke uthenge ngeke udayise.
And that in other words that you have to have a mark, a seal for you to buy.
Yabona nina masela. Nya ukweba nyakwazi bafana nyakwazi. Mantombazana ukweba nyakwazi. Eh. O mistela sela no misela abantu abantshontshayo niyakwazi ukuntshontsha niyakwazi hayi niyasebenza nisebenzele inkosi yenu yobumnyama yesihogo inina eningenisayo eniyigcobayo lenkunzi malanga kaSathane yesihogo enzo ikhothamela uma ningafuna ukuyikhothamela iyonibulala ningenisa ngokweba ayikebiwe emhlabeni kodwa nithi nisiza nina kanti ningeniswa umphiko uChrist.
Now you know what thieving is like, robbing. I know, oh, how much there is of it. You are preparing the way also for the Antichrist. Girls, is this stealing only what the boys do? What do you say? When you go into a shop, is there anything that you take? Is there nothing? What? Are there also liars here? I've seen girls that are good thieves. And with your thieving, just see how you prepare the way for the devil to be king in this world. Now, one used to buy everything with money.
Noma uthenga itenkulu imoto cisho ngathi imoto bezingekho imoto qala amahashi neimbongolo neinkomo ubuhamba nesikhwama semali.
Whatever it was, one had to pay cash for it. You would go with your bag of money and buy, whether it was a horse or a donkey or whatever it might have been. And of course it was a great problem for thieves, for thieving, because the thieves had a roaring day of it, because when people would walk around with bags of money, it was something, a temptation that was too difficult to resist.
Omunye ubehamba wahlangana negebengu bamshaya bamphuca impahla yakhe kwaze kwafika umSamaria wamdabukela wamthelela iwayini elondeni sakhe emgcoba ngamafutha emlayisha embongolweni safika kuleyo ndawo yomSamaria kusho ukuthi ikhwaye linganixoxela ehlane la umSamaria ethatha isigebengu ethatha umuntu obe phuqwa igebengu lokha nakho baqala bamshaya bamlimaza bamkhuthuza bamkhipha konke okusemasuitcaseni okusekhwameni kusho ukuthi lokhu kweba akusiyinto yamanje sekuyinto endala.
Thieving has been around in the world for a long time. Remember at the time of Jesus when he related the story of the man that was robbed by the thieves and the Samaritan who finally came to help him. We were at the place also where we saw that very road and the place where he was the inn, and the choir could tell you about that.
Ugweba mhlambe dalwa ubuvila umuntu anqene ukusebenza manje abasebenzayo sebenento wena olivila awunakho. Usubona umuntu enento ube nomona usuyaskimake usuyazamake ukuthi umtsho umkhuthuse.
Maybe thieving, its origin is in laziness. People who don't want to work and sweat for their own money, they just take it from other people.
IBhayibheli lithi uma ungafuna ukusebenza ungadli.
The Bible says the one that doesn't want to work should not eat. Let him go to sleep and be hungry.
And
the one that gets converted, if he was a thief, let him now not only stop thieving, but even start to work so that he'll have enough for himself and to give.
Manje yabakhona ke inkinga ke emhlabeni ngemali abantu abanye basuke baphuce abantu imali njengokuba nibona namhlanje izalukazi thola impensheni zithole imali ezinye ingane ziye khona ziyophuca laba bantu abadala imali yabo.
And thieving was a great problem with cash being carried around. Even today at pension days, some of the old grannies and grandfathers have their money robbed from them.
Amakhosi omhlaba nabantu bomhlaba abahlaniphile bathi kodwa sokwenze njani ukuthi sinqobe amasela bathi hey asidali shekbook amasheke kuthengwe ngephepha.
They are clever and they got together and decided, what can we do to overcome this thieving? And they hit upon the plan of a checkbook. Instead of carrying around cash, a person can just carry a piece of paper and write a check.
Manjeke, I checkbook, ama cheque, aqala kanjalo. Avela ngenxa yamasela. Kuzanywa ukuthi kunqotho kweba amasela.
The aim was to overcome thieving, so that if a person does steal, all they've got is this piece of paper, your check.
Manje. Say, I shall be, but oh, Kupalwa Ganje, Kusaino Ganje, Ah, Figa Masela, I sign Elishek, I lingi, say, Umnini, when of course, Anton, Ishek book, a pal, I a stole, I just chinchele, Kanti, we are chinchum in West Stolo, Slumber 3,000 Ranti.
But the thieves were also clever. They also went to school and they also learned to write. And very soon they learned how to forge checks. And they would sometimes forge checks or have their own checkbook and sign checks, and there's no money in the bank, and the checks would bounce and return RD.
Bahlangana abanini bemali bathi sokwenze njani ngoba namhla amasela awuklefa atshontsha imali ngamasheke bathi hey asifune elinyiso asenza amakhadi asenza amakhadi kuphela indaba yeshekbook kuphela indaba yemali umuntu abe nekhadi nenombolo lakhe Usezo tengake, galeli kati lake, galeli nombolo, elise kati lake.
Now, bank leaders and other finance people, they got together and said, now how can we overcome the problem of forging and all the complications we have with checks? And they hit upon the idea of the card, the credit card, where a person would have his own special number, his own individual number written on the card. And this card now operates in many, many countries throughout the world today. And how does it work? In many countries. For instance, if you arrive at a place where you want to pour in petrol at a service station,
noma ufike stolo, uthenge khona, fike till. Nalikat.
Or at a shop and you want to buy something, you have your card.
Manje laba basestolo bane computer.
Now the people in that business will have a computer.
Le computer ihlangene nebank.
Which has a connection to a bank.
Hlangene wonke ama bank.
And connected it will be connected to all banks.
Manje wena onekhadi lakho basuke bashaya inombolo lakho la e computer.
And they press in your number, your individual number, into that computer.
And
now already they can get an immediate answer from your computer account at your bank to say whether you've got money in your account or not.
Ikhompyutha ikhuluma khona lapho semi wena uthi hawo lento isabala kanti sithola impendulo ebank lakho ukuthi lo muntu akanayo imali noma unayo nokuthi ingakanani kuphume khona lapho akekho ke osazokweba azontshontsha athenge ngomgunyathi ngoba nali nombolo ikhati liyasebenza.
Now with this card they can get an immediate answer while you're still standing there to see whether you've got any money at all or how much money it is.
Kodwa manje nayi inkinga amasela sekhona emhlabeni uma azi ukuthi lo muntu uyisigwili bahamba batontsha ikhati lakhe bahamba bafika le sebethenga ngalo kuya i-computer ifa ayiningi imali ebhanki kanti i-computer ayibona ukuthi awusiyi umnini wekhati.
But the thieves are also clever, and it's happened already that thieves will actually steal credit cards. They will go, say, to a rich man and get a credit card and make use of it. The computer doesn't know that it doesn't belong to him.
Manje abantu bemali emhlabeni bathi kodwa ukweba siyokunqoba kanjani ngoba sithi sikunqoba ngale ndlela babhoboke kanje sithi sivimba ngapha khalima ngapha bangena sebethi cha asenze nje ukuthi umuntu abe ikhadi sithathe inombolo silfake kumuntu khona ikhadi ngeke lishiye ekhaya ngeke lahlekelwa yilona ngeke lintshontshwe ngeke liwe phansi bese omunye alixoshe khona lapha ethi hawu wangisiza uNkulunkulu hawu uNkulunkulu nami abanye batsho kanjalo umuntu awelwe imali yakhe abunyathele cindezele ume phezu kwayo imali azahambe umuntu uthathe uthi awu uyangithanda uJesu uyangisiza kanti umnini uyakhala kanti lesi senzo sakho khomba ukuthi uyisela kanti isela lingena ezulwini uyindodana yokulahlwa.
Now thieving is still a problem and the finance people have thought about it and what can they do, because if a credit card credit cards even get stolen, and then it's like the people that have been around always, that if they find something they will just say put their foot on it and claim it as theirs and say thank God he must love me. Meantime the owner of that money is crying and you've taken possession of it.
Uyabonake manje ikhulu sasemhlabeni sathi sesithole indlela yokuthi sinqobe amasele emhlabeni akekho ngantshontsha manje ngizotshontsha kanjani ngoba sothatha inombolo silifake kumuntu esandleni noma ebunzini uma ifika athi nje isandla umshini ikhompyutha isithatha inombolo noma la ebusweni bese amasela ahluleke kanti umphiko uKristu usuthe sethola ithuba ke lo ishansi ke lo ngena abeko lwakhe uphawu kuwe.
Now these clever people then, these leaders have decided that the only way is to make the person a card himself and to put a number on his hand or on his forehead so that it cannot be stolen. And so that prepares the way for the Antichrist to put his own seal upon you.
Ngiyabona ke mina nina baka Satani nina bantwana baka Satani niyamlekelela uSatani niyamsekela nimakhela isikhundla inina enizombeka umqhele nonke nina enimelene nevangeli lenkosi uJesu nisiza ubumnyama nisiza indodana yesono indodana yokulahlwa nisiza uSatha umoya kaSathane umoya womphiko uKristu othatha isikhundla sikaKristu.
So all you reject Christ, you are only preparing the way for the Antichrist, that man of sin, that son of perdition.
Kanti lento ngokwenza lokhu uyiswinya wena uyifaka istilopho uyibulala wena.
And by doing that you are only strangling yourself.
Ukhetha indoda yokulahlwa uyobuswa uyona kusho ukuthi nawe
If you choose the son of perdition, in other words, you are going into perdition, in other words, into destruction yourself.
Manje, nanasi isithombe sentombazana emhlophe. Intombazana enhle, isithombe sayo sila
I have a picture here from an article, a picture of a girl, a very nice looking girl. Her name is Alison. She is from a very respectable home. Her father is a millionaire. He doesn't smoke or drink. She doesn't smoke or drink or get busy with vain things. She says she wants to be an example to people. And she had asked her parents if she could do a university degree. She's finished with it already. She wanted to open her own business. So she's wanted to build her own house and do her own business from there. Just recently, she began to suffer from diarrhea and she didn't know what the problem was. Her own medication didn't help and it just continued, and then she went to the doctor. Weeks went by and it just continued. Finally, she went to the doctor again. He said, I don't know what it can be. I'm going to send you to another doctor.
Because
now, being from a good family, they could go to the specialists so that she could get examined.
Manje.
The doctors were amazed. They said, we can't understand it. Then one of the doctors said, well, I'm sure I'm making a mistake, but just in case, let's just make a test to see whether she hasn't got AIDS. But they said, well, look, her parents are good and upright, and but not only that, because you do get children that are just rubbish, even if their parents are upright, but they knew that she was an upright girl as well. And then when the doctor examined her blood, they found that she was AIDS positive.
Why said he, Tatani stombe sam. Bese, nipale ngame msabeni. Tumelan bonka basha ngoba nginendaba nabantabash. Ngoba baningi baso kufanke ngame.
And then she said to reporters, take my photograph, spread my case, tell especially young people about me.
Uti 7 years ago. Sekuneminyaka u7. 7 years.
She said 7 years ago.
Waqhamuka umfana. Kodwa ube ngazi ukuthi umfana uqhamuka phi nokuthi uyapi. Ube mazi nje isikhashana esincane nje. Hayi.
There was a young man that came into her life. She didn't know about him or know him before, and he was attractive to her. And just one day, he invited her to go out for a walk and have a nice time.
Once,
and she allowed him to touch her just that once.
Kanye bahlangana kanye namhla 18.
That contact was only once. She suddenly finds she's got AIDS.
Manje uthi.
Now she says,
I went out with a man only once. No einmal abazisijalman. Abe einmal. War zu viel für mich.
When
Ugushuti only once, and once was too often for me. Kuchukuti kwaba usuku lonke empilweni yakhe lapho exekisa ehlekisana nomfana sahlali AIDS.
Just once she played her messed around with a boy and AIDS got hold of her.
It was the first time in her life. And the last time. But what a price she's got to pay. Kabangani ke I price. I kokayo. Nina ke eningafuna ukulalela uJesu. Mkhonzeni. Umoya womphika uKristu. No Satan wenu. Umfuzo wenu. Niyowuthola. Kuleli nakwelizayo.
You don't want to.
Nina nifuna ukujoyina kuSatan. Joinani.
You don't want to submit to Christ and follow him. You will be you'll be a follower of Satan. You'll belong to him and you'll get what you deserve. Now there are some that make altar calls by saying, well, who he wants to accept Christ, let him put up his hand.
Ngeke ngisho ukuthi abafuna uJesu, abafuna uSatan, ngicela ukuthi nina nonke enithanda enimisela ngokuyinikela kuSatan. Niphilele uSatan, phakamisani izandla zenu.
But I'm going to make it different. I'm not going to do it like that. All those that, let me say it like this. All those that want to follow Satan and make him Lord, you put up your hand. Why are you looking at others? I'm not speaking to others, I'm speaking to you.
And you
Pharisees as well, put up your hands that we can see you who are on love with the devil.
How?
What? Do you deny your Lord?
Zothando ngiphalela o girlfriend bafana ngisuke ngigange kanti sengiyayiphika manje.
But after all your love letters, are you denying him now?
Ndokungalaleli kwenu.
And all your disobedience?
Ndokunkonka kwenu.
And your stealing?
Seniyakulahla yini?
Are you rejecting him now?
Bengithanda ukuthi ngiphakamise isandla nginimebe nize la ukuba sinibone nonke nina eningabangane bakaSathane, nina eningavumeli umoya ongcwele kodwa nivumele umoya womphika uKristu ukuthi angene enhlizweni.
I would have been glad to have stood you here in front and let us all see you, you who don't want the spirit of Christ in your heart but who want the spirit of the Antichrist.
Manje kuthi kuchazani lokhu ukuthi.
What does that mean that you don't put up your hands? Are you rejecting him? Do you want to deny him? If you say that you deny him, let it be the truth.
kodwa mayeke kuwe osigodla isandla sakho kodwa uSatan uzosithola sikhiphe la usifake khona afake olwakhe uphawu.
Woe to you, you hide your hand, but in actual fact, you mean to put it up because you serve the devil. You want to serve him.
And Satan
will put his seal upon that hand, even if you're hiding it in the service. And on the judgment day, Satan will take out that hand and say, "No, Lord, this one belongs to me. Just look, here is my mark upon him." Let's bow our heads and pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for your word. For you are ruler and Lord of all and over all power. You are the one that will completely defeat the Antichrist. Even if he's taken power for himself, but you will utterly destroy him and throw him down. Together with all those who have joined him. But I ask, Lord, I've asked those, Lord, that want to serve the devil to put up their hands, but they hid their hands. And Lord, I'm sure that there are those here that haven't yet parted from the devil. And that there are those like Ellison, who once had some sexual contact with a boy.
7 years.
Even if it's 7 years ago. We know, Lord, that sin does not get old with you. Sin, Lord, is only cleansed when they come to you, Lord Jesus, and when you wash them with your precious blood. Lord Jesus, send your Holy Spirit now, and those that have been ruled by the Antichrist might agree to surrender to you and accept your Spirit, and that the Spirit of Christ would be in them.
Amen.
Amen.
Sinje, genga Jesus, sinje, genga. Oh,